Professor Stephanie Midgley is a scientist, climate change and risk assessment at the Department of Agriculture in the Western Cape Government. A warm welcome on our program, Professor Stephanie.
Good day, Khaira. Thank you, and also good day to the listeners.
Professor Stephanie, the Climate Change and Youth Research Summit will be taking place in Oturin next week. Please tell us more about this event.
Yes, of course. So this is going to be the second time the Western Cape Department of Agriculture is hosting a Climate Change and Agriculture Summit specifically for the youth. We define youth in this particular case as young people between 18 and 35. They will be people, not only young officials within our department and other areas of government, but also farmers and nominations of young climate change champions that are in the agricultural space from NGOs. And so it's a very diverse group. So this year we are having the summit in Oturin. Last year the first summit was held here at Elsenburg. So it's going to be an annual event now.
What feedback did you get from last year's summit?
Last year was a first try. It was the first time we'd done something like this, and we had more than 100 youth there. We had a mixture of also young researchers and people from the more rural areas who maybe haven't been that exposed to climate change yet. And I think one of the main outputs or achievements that we wanted to have is, first of all, to make our youth that are interested or are already in the agricultural sector, make them more aware of climate change. You know, what is the science saying? Where are we heading? What does it mean for them, for the sector that they've chosen to work in, their careers, for their communities, their families? If they're farmers, what does it mean for their farming going into the future? So we wanted to raise awareness, but we also didn't want to leave them with a negative thought and, you know, the doom and gloom scenario. So what we really want to do with our youth is to make them also excited about the opportunities. And there are so many opportunities now of, you know, climate smart agriculture and also in the wider food system, but also going beyond that, the green economy, you know, renewable energy and water saving tools and innovations. And so we really want to encourage them that there are careers for them in agriculture in the future that actually link to this challenge that we have to deal with, and we have to find solutions, and they're going to have to help us find these solutions. Last year we learned that, yes, they became more aware of what it's all about, but they also really enjoyed just getting together amongst themselves and forming networks, getting to know one another, maybe finding out how they can keep in contact and encourage one another, and maybe even become part of some, you know, activism, and help also raise awareness in their own communities. The main idea that they wanted to take away from the summit was to go back to their communities to maybe start an action around waste collection or, you know, better use of water, and just help their families and their friends also to become more aware.
Professor Stephanie, you mentioned something very important, and that is the changing of negative thoughts into positive ones, because there are solutions to all these risks. Now, regarding the Smart Agri Plan, what does it entail?
Yes, so the Smart Agri Plan was developed by the Western Cape Department of Agriculture and in collaboration with our colleagues at Environment Affairs and Development Planning, the joint government initiative, and it was to set up a strategy for the agricultural sector to respond to deal with climate change in the Western Cape. We call it the Smart Agri Plan for short. It was completed in 2016, and we are now rolling it out. We're implementing it across the whole province. All the different farming systems, all the different climate systems that we have across the province, making sure that farmers understand, first of all, what the risks are in their particular area, and then also what are the tools, what are the solutions, what are the farming practices that they can follow that are more climate adapted, and that will help the whole sector become resilient to the future, to what we're expecting. And it's starting to affect farmers and the sector, but we know that there are things we can do, and we know that we need to support our landowners and farmers who are managing those in critical resources of our soil and our river systems, our water, and just to help them become aware of, you know, how things are shifting, maybe some of the opportunities, maybe there are new, more climate resilient crops that become suited to our part of the world. It's a plan that is very broad, and it covers not only farming, but the whole value chain. So agri-processing, making sure that we have enough water and energy for all the new, you know, small businesses that are starting up on agri-processing, agri-tourism. You know, these things all fit together, and they're all going to be impacted by climate change. So the Smart Agri Plan is our guiding document. We are updating it this year. You know, after 5 or 6 years, a lot has happened, and there's a lot of new technologies and tools available as well. You know, and young people are particularly interested in, you know, Fourth Industrial Revolution and some of the digital technologies and tools that are now available. And we've got to harness all of those things in this effort to become more climate smart.
Do you have a message for our young people in our country, please?
My main message to the youth is that, you know, you are both going to be in a difficult position, I think, as the next generation that has to deal with climate change. But you're also in a very exciting position to be able to be innovative and to see what the opportunities are to get involved in the green economy and technologies that are developing very, very quickly to help us deal with this. It's actually already a crisis, but the youth, I really want to encourage them that if they are curious, if they are hardworking, there are many, many opportunities in agriculture to make a difference to food security and to people going forward.
Professor Stephanie, can you give us your contact details, please?
So anybody who's interested is welcome to contact me. My email address is stephanie.midgley@westerncape.gov.za. And they can also phone me. My office phone number is 021-808-5080.
And then just one last thought. Is it too late for some of our youth to attend the summit or not?
If somebody is really, really, really urgently wanting to be there, we may have one or two or three spaces available. It's going to be in Oudtshoorn next week, Monday and Tuesday. So if there is somebody who's really, really keen, we could still try and find a space, and they can just contact me.